AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the military has identified two more of the soldiers killed in Kuwait.
In all, six soldiers were killed Sunday when a drone strike hit a command center in Kuwait. After identifying four of them Tuesday, the Pentagon has now provided the last two names. 55-year-old Chief Warrant Officer 3 Robert Marzen of Sacramento, California, and 45-year-old Major Jeffrey O'Brien of Indianola, Iowa. At a news conference Wednesday, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth was asked about guarding against such drone attacks.
We have pushed every counter-UAS system possible forward, sparing no expense or capability. And like I said, this does not mean we can stop everything. But we ensured that the maximum possible defense and maximum possible force protection was set up before we went on offense.
The White House says President Trump will attend the dignified transfers of the soldiers when they arrive back in the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
Kurdish-Iranian dissident groups based in northern Iraq are preparing for a potential cross-border military operation in Iran. Kurdish officials told the AP the U.S. has asked Iraqi Kurds to support them. The Kurdish groups are widely seen as the most well-organized segment of the fragmented Iranian opposition and are believed to have thousands of trained fighters. Meanwhile, the U.S. House is expected to vote today on a war powers resolution that would halt President Trump's attack on Iran. The Senate defeated a similar measure yesterday. An architect and member of the board of the National Trust for Historic Preservation says President Trump's White House ballroom project is way too big and should be scaled back. The National Capital Planning Commission is preparing to meet today to vote on whether to approve the 90,000 square foot project. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Chet Holmgren tied a career high with 6 3-pointers and scored 28 points to help the Thunder edge the Knicks 103-100 in a potential NBA Finals preview.
Just trying to find open space, and then from there it was more of my teammates seeing me, and then just knocking down shots.
Breonna Stewart led the Miss to an unrivaled championship in the Women's 3-on-3 Basketball League she co-founded. Australia opened the World Baseball Classic in Tokyo with a 3-0 victory over Taiwan. NFL, the Patriots told four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs he will be released next week. The Rams and Chiefs agreed on a trade sending cornerback Trent McDuffie to Los Angeles, and College Football Hall of Fame and National Championship winning coach Lou Holtz has died at age 89.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.